Shkalim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches 4:8, and one more in this topic. Here we have Hamakdish Nechasim. A person, again, is going to be consecrating a set of items that he owns. V'hayu behen devarim haruyin lagab mizbeach. And once again, amongst those items are things that could be properly brought on the base, on the mizbeach, on the altar. Yenos shamanim ba'ofos, such as wine, oil, and birds. Now, as far as the birds go, we're talking here specifically about either tor, which are like turtle doves, or bnei yona, baby pigeons. Those are the two and only two types of birds that can be brought on the mizbeach, and that's a possibility. Missing conspicuously are salatos, our fine flour. Now, the Bartanur actually had salatos as one of on the list, meaning he had a different gear, a different version of the Mishnah, as do many others. At all events, whether or not solas is mentioned here, flour, it certainly is included. So the idea is, once again, that we have the problem of everything else being bedek abayis, but what's with these items? Now, the same machlokus we saw in the previous mission applies over here, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. However, our mission is going to have a new sheet, an additional shita. This is the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Make a note to yourself, the previous mission had Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Elazar, two different people. And in fact, Rabbi Elazar in this mission is going to side with Rabbi Yeshua in principle, as opposed to Rabbi Elazar, meaning we do differentiate, and we say if a person's makdish everything, we'll carve out the stuff which could go on the mizbeach and set that to be a korban. Side note, the Rambam's version has Rabbi Eliezer here, so he has a different approach, but I'm not discussing that approach here. Now, we have a new sheet here, however. Rabbi Eliezer, in general, agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that we're going to differentiate and not draw everything with a single brushstroke, but he understands from a pasuk. This is actually two pesukim in Vayikra, Perek Chav Beis, pesukim Yud Ches and Yud Tes, 22 verses 18 and 19. The verse there says, "L'chol nidrehem u'l'chol nidvosam," all of their voluntary gifts, "asher yakruvu l'Hashem la'ola," that are brought to Hashem as an ola, as a burnt offering. And the pasuk continues on, "b'bakar b'ksafim uve'izim," and it lists the types, three types of animals that olos can be, cows, sheep, and goats. So from the pasuk, Rabbi Elazar understands that not only like Rabbi Yeshua in the previous mission, that a person would intend to bring these items in his possession to be consecrated not just with bedek abayis, but even more than that, to be brought as korbanos, but he understands that the specific korban a person would have in mind is an korban ola from an animal, a zevach, an animal offering, and not, say, for example, birds, because a bird can also be brought as an ola. So therefore, he understands that, like Rabbi Yeshua, we're going to have to bring this as olos, but kind of like Rabbi Yeshua in the previous Mishnah, where you had the female animals which couldn't be brought as an ola, and therefore they had to be sold to someone who needed a female animal, let's say, for shlamim in the previous Mishnah, and then use the money to purchase ola. Here we'll do the same kind of procedure for these other items which must end up on the Mizbeach, because of that rule that whatever is fitting to go on the Mizbeach has to find its way to the Mizbeach. So we will sell all these things to someone who needs them and then use the proceeds to purchase an ola. As the Mishnah says here, Yimachru l'tzarchi oso hamin, the Beis HaMikdash will sell these wines or oils or birds to whoever needs these things for their personal private commitments. And then with the money that we get from the proceeds, via v'bedamein olos, we'll use the money to purchase male cows, goats, or sheep to bring as olos. Ushar nachasim yiplul and bedek abayis, and the rest of the money that is consecrated all goes to bedek abayis, generic upkeep, the same as we had in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua himself from the previous Mishnah, however, would say he doesn't have this extra drush to the pasuk, and therefore he would understand that if a person consecrated his possessions and included amongst them are eligible ovos, birds, those birds should be brought as an ola and not be monetized and purchased animal olos. A bird ola would be sufficient as well, says Rabbi Yeshua. And of course, Rabbi Eliezer, who the halacha follows, would say, no, it all goes to bedek abayis, and we're not going to differentiate if he didn't differentiate. It all goes to bedek abayis, and no need to purchase olos or bring at all.